Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 58 today, verses 1 through 11. Psalm 58, verses 1 through 11. David goes on and he says, "Do you indeed decree what is right, you gods?" Small g. "Do you judge the children of men uprightly? No. In your hearts you devise wrongs. Your hands deal out violence on earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies. They have venom like the venom of a serpent, like the deaf adder that stops its ear, so that it does not hear the voice of charmers or the cunning of the enchanter. O God, break the teeth in their mouths, that tear out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them vanish like water that runs away. When he aims his arrows, let them be blunted. Let them all be like the snail that dissolves into slime, like the stillborn child who never sees the sun. Sooner than your pots can feel the heat of thorns, whether green or ablaze, may he sweep them away. The righteous will rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He will bathe his feet in the blood of the wicked. Mankind will say, 'Surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely there is a God who judges on the earth.'" Now, this is a very interesting psalm because here David is rejoicing in the judgment of the wicked, but he's waiting until God does it. Remember, we've been looking at how David did not try to retaliate or get vengeance on his own. He left it to God. And God's word even says, "Vengeance is mine." Romans 12 says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay." And the Bible tells us that there is a day of judgment coming where he will sweep away the wicked. We're to wait until God does that. We're not to try to get rid of them. We're to just understand that that's going to be the case, that wide is the path that goes to destruction and narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. And we are to keep our eyes on God, walk in faith and obedience to him, trusting that one day he will right the wrongs and make everything, well, he's just. He will judge the wicked. We even see the angels celebrating this and all the hosts in heaven celebrating this in Revelation chapter 19. Listen, in Revelation 19, verses 1 and following, "After this I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven crying out, 'Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just. For he has judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality and has avenged on her the blood of his servants.' Once more they cried out, 'Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever.' And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who was seated on the throne, saying, 'Amen, Hallelujah!' And from the throne came a voice saying, 'Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great.'" Let me jump down to verse 11 in chapter 19. "Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. In righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Here we see that when Jesus comes back to the earth and he starts to judge the wicked and set things right on the earth, the host of heaven are praising God and saying, "Hallelujah," because it's time for the wicked to be judged. Folks, wait on that day. Wait on that day. Until then, pray for the wicked. Pray for them because you receive mercy. Aren't you glad that God waited long enough for you to be saved? Aren't you glad that God was merciful to you and that you've received forgiveness because you too were just as guilty as they are? Listen to Psalm 103, verses 8 through 18. Psalm 103, verses 8 through 18. "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we're dust. Now as for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commands." God will judge the wicked, but he'll be merciful to those who turn to him. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.